This is how we do it.
Here
we
go. Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Whoop, 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 whoop. And welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. Oh, sipping his tea. This is the Baller Lifestyle podcast. My name is Brian Becker. This is episode number 592. Recording a day early and during the night game Sunday night. We're doing a little extra for you guys today. So I've committed to Ed that we would do a tight 45. And I also want to do, I know I've committed to myself that I wanted to do a tight 45, and I'm including Ed in this. I'm gifting it as a gift to myself, a gift to Ed, and a gift to the audience. So look here, I've set a timer. We got 44 minutes and 17 seconds left to go. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. I meant to bring this up last week.
Oh, no, you're adding shit in. How are we going to get in this in 45 minutes? We got extra shit to talk about. Okay, go. Talk about it.
I have talked about how We've done so many stories about Brittany Mahomes, Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, the worst.
And it's like, yeah, Patrick seems like okay, but the people around him suck.
Right.
In that opening game, it was the Friday night game in Brazil. Yeah. He did the thing where the quarterback slows down and like heads out of bounds and nobody's allowed to hit him. And then he turned in and crushed a dude.
He did?
Yeah, but like the most unethical bullshit. Yeah. Like, because if you hit Patrick Mahomes, you might be kicked out of the league.
Yeah.
And he like tiptoed out of bounds and then leaned in and jacked some guy, like some random.
That should be a penalty. Back.
Yeah. And like, he's a terrible dude. Of course he's a terrible dude.
Because
everyone in his life is terrible. So of course he'd be terrible
his
too.
His dad, Pat Mahomes, former relief pitcher for the Braves.
70 going on 40, whatever he
fancies
is.
Fancies a bit of grandpa's old cough syrup. Now, hold on a second. There was a game in Brazil? And
it was
the Chiefs did it?
They open on the Thursday night.
Yes.
Then the Chiefs and somebody
Chargers.
Brazil on Chargers on Friday night.
Shut up.
And what's his name? Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Just ripped the Chiefs to shreds that game.
He did? I thought the NFL couldn't play on Friday nights because of their antitrust exemption or something. That's part of their antitrust exemption. Yeah, they can't have Friday night games.
It was supposed to be like an honor of local high school football.
Right.
But like,
yeah, Friday Night Lights. Yeah.
Under Roger Goodell. They're unethical.
It's wide open.
Anyway, Patrick Mahomes just lost tonight, so they're 0-2, and he can go fuck himself.
Oh, they lost to the Eagles?
The Eagles, yeah.
Wow, amazing. Okay, let's talk about people who died. Hold on. Just gotta fucking set up the buttons. Look, this is a speed round. Oh, by the way, I did patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Wait. Yeah, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast did a bonus bri. So there's an extra episode up there for subscribers to the show where I talked about how it was possible that Hulk Hogan only had. I'm giving him too much. So that's why we can do a quick one this week. I talked about how it was possible that Hulk Hogan's entire estate was worth $5 million. Like, and
did he get Colonel Tom Parker?
Yes. And Ed, $4 million of that was his likeness rights. So that's not even real money.
He got Colonel Tom.
Yes, he got Jimmy who's the mouth of the South, get Jimmy Hart. He got Jimmy Harted. Cuz that was his manager. I'm trying to make the analogy. So I talked about that on Bonus Bri. I did a little fitness with fitness discussion with Fan, the great Fan. We talked about electrolytes and triathlons and I don't know, shit like that. And so
that's electrolytes are Gatorade, right?
Basically. Yeah. That. Yeah. Well, there's three electrolytes, right? There's magnesium, potassium, and sodium. Those are the three. So you try to fucking refill. The reason it came up, Ed, is cause I said, if I put electrolytes in my water, I take like half as many pisses. It's
really?
You just, it just helps you hold on to the water.
all the time.
Yeah, put a packet of that of the try the sugar-free packets of like Liquid IV or something, or they just have this like regular electrolytes that you can get at the grocery store, and you just put a scoop in there. And you don't piss as much, like it's because you're more hydrated. I don't know. And, oh, that's the thing. Like I talk about shit I don't know about. Anyway, that's on Bonus Pride. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. Check it out there. There's a new Bonus Pride up now.
Hello.
Hold on, not that button. Hold on. See, this is what I get when I'm in a hurry, and also when I'm not in a hurry.
Give me the night.
Oh my God, 39 minutes, Ed.
TikTok, Clarice. Just tell us who is that now. Who died?
It's a sad segment. Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me.
You know what is fun also that I just realized that I talked about on the Bonus Bri is my friend Anna is a nutritionist, dietitian, functional medicine practitioner, Ed. And she has this machine. It's really cool. You go and you stand on this turntable and it shoots you with the laser and you turn like this while the laser shoots you and it gives
to give you like body fat percentage.
All of it. It gives you body fat percentage, muscle mass, bone density, all your circumferences except for the circumference of my cock. And I was talking about on the thing how when it also like – it also gives you – it, like, shows you a picture of yourself, and it's, like, in silhouette, and it's you standing there in your underwear. And I
don't know if I'd want that.
I'm all belly and no dick. So it's, like, you got to, like, stand right, you know? Like, you got to, like, you know, get the shoulders going. But it would be fun. So last time – the first time I did it with her, my body fat percentage was, like, 29%. And then the last time I did it with her was – it was 26%. In the interim, Ed, I have quit drinking. So, you know how some people are like, "Hey, I switched from beer to vodka, dropped 48 pounds in 3 weeks," and I'm not that guy. I didn't none of that. I dropped no pounds, despite the fact that quitting all alcohol. So it'll be interesting to see what my number is. I'm going to have her measure it this weekend, and I would. Mailbag at theballlifestyle.com. Any guesses? People see me on Instagram. They see me on these videos. What's my body's fat percentage going to be? Is it going to maintain at 26? That's what I'm going to say. It's still going to be 26. But
when was the last time you did it?
It's been like a year. Yeah.
It should drop over the course of a year. Let's hope you stopped drinking.
Let's hope. Yeah, I would think so, but it doesn't look like I have, so who knows? But I'll take your guesses. Mailbag at theballlifestyle.com. Ed, who died this week? Anybody?
The biggest news story.
Yes.
Of the week.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Got murked.
Yeah.
He got shot through the neck at like Southern Utah State. You know, it was like some Utah college.
Yeah. Yep.
As it's been pointed out, like, died doing what he loves, celebrating a school shooting. You know,
it's sad, obviously, when anyone is killed by the Mossad like that, you know, like that's not cool.
Yeah. I'm going to say two things.
Yes.
One. No.
Yeah.
There, you cannot justify gun violence.
Yes.
This is I'm not saying anything new, but it was pointed out and I think it's true. The one person who would have been the first in line to point out and justify gun violence would have been Charlie Kirk.
He has said that. When
you're making an omelet, you got to break a few eggs.
He did.
With Second Amendment. He said it many times.
He did say that.
He also say that black people were better off in the 1940s. Yeah. The guy trafficked in hate. He was a bad person.
Yes.
And I don't endorse any violence, but all the talk of Charlie Kirk, there's been no talk of any reasonable gun control.
No.
Like nobody's talked about that. We're just talking about who did it. And, you know, it seems like it's an incelish, you know, Nazi.
Not important. Who, yeah.
But, like, it doesn't matter. But Charlie Kirk, like, his family is well provided for because he just trafficked in hate. That's what he did.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, you're a bad dude. So, like, he's not ever going to get my sympathy.
Yes.
But, like, I don't want anyone to die, but, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
It's very, I would, I'll just say that it's, I don't want to see anybody die before their time. Yeah. I was not familiar with, I mean, I tangentially knew who this guy was. It is kind of ironic that the guy that said people are going to have to die via gun violence.
Part of the cost of doing business.
Yeah. Was killed that way. That's actually the definition of irony.
But yeah.
Okay. Who else?
He made a lot of money.
Yes. Who else died it?
RIP Ricky Hatton, welterweight champion, 46 years old. He, Kostazu was the guy he like beat.
Yes. Yeah. And then he had some wars.
He was like, they loved him like in North England, Northwest England brawler. And then I think it was Pacquiao that turned the lights out on him.
Well, he lost to both Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather.
But I think, the Pacquiao, like, he got destroyed and, like, retired.
Yeah.
I did read, we don't know, but I did read.
Found dead.
He talked about mental health and depression.
Yeah. So, yes. He was a boxer. He was a boxer and he
trafficked in CTE.
Yeah, he did. He was a boxer. He was a tough motherfucker. And there's levels to this, you know, it's like in another time he might have been a world champion, but there were levels at that time. And Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao were on a different level. So he achieved great things. And shockingly, he was only 46 years old somehow. Very sad. RIP.
Not close to the shock we're about to talk about.
Hopefully he wasn't a Man U guy because Man U got rolled up this month. He didn't even live to see the Man City get the Derby championship today against Man U. Like, brutal.
He saw the last few years. Yeah, he saw a lot, but apparently he was supposed to be at the game today.
Oh man, I noticed also Man City. I have a friend who's a Man U person, and she's gotten me into Man U as well, and. Manchester City has that big guy that we talked about that
Erling Haaland?
Yeah, the guy that imports porno chicks to have sex with. We talked about him. We discussed it here on the show. I think that he has sex with porno chicks that he like grew up being a fan of.
Did we talk about
maybe we didn't talk about it. It definitely was a story.
Man City guy, I remember during lockdown when like the UK was like super strict and their right back, Kyle Walker, had like three sex workers that he got caught with.
As they were
locked down, not supposed to see anyone. He's like
unlocked. Yeah. Unlocked down. Who is that it? Oh, wait. Who else died?
No.
Oh.
More shocking age wise. We lost Polly Holiday. Flo from Alice, or the mean old lady from Gremlins.
Yeah.
She was 88 and 2025.
Stop it. Ed. So she
Polly
was
Holiday.
88 in 2025. Early 40s. So
Gremlins.
Yeah.
That's what, 84? That's over 40 years ago.
Yeah. So late 40s in that.
She was 47 in that?
Yeah. And so then then Alice was even earlier than that.
That was the 70s.
And in Alice, she was like a hot slut. She was like, but she was also kind of doing the, boy, we really got sold a bill of goods in the 80s. Cause there was also Vicki Lawrence who did the character Mama, who was just like an old Southern lady. And so she just put on a wig and she's like, I'm old and I'm Southern. And it was like, and Flo kind of was doing the same act. Roots. Yeah, kiss my grits.
The one thing I would say,
yeah,
she came way before Vicki Lawrence's
Mama. Yeah.
But also, I watched a lot of episodes. that was a terrible show.
Yes.
And when Flo would say "Kiss My Grits," at least you'd be like, "Yeah,
yeah."
Like she was the best part. I mean, Linda Lavin.
Horrible.
What was going on with depressing. Her and Tommy? And it was all sad.
They were waitresses in Tucson at a truck stop. Mel's Diner.
The worst.
Whose idea was this? There was a time where these coked out producers were like, we need to give shows to Broadway singers. All Broadway singers need shows. So Linda Lavin, Broadway Nell singer. Carter. Yeah, Nell Carter, Broadway singer. Who was the lady on the show with the kid with Down syndrome? Life Goes On. She's still around.
Yeah, she won't go away.
Yes, there's all it's at some point they were like, anybody that sings on Broadway, where Ed likes to go watch Rent, they we gotta see them on a show. And Linda Lavin got a show, and it's so depressing. Like shows were so depressing back in the day. Archie Bunker, depressing. So many depressing shows. And Flo, yeah, I mean the Kiss My Grits, I guess, was the best part, but there were no good parts, Ed. And I watched bad. Every episode.
Least bad part? Least bad.
Least bad. Fair. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm Rhino Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week? We have 28 minutes to go.
Family has Ray's Wander Franco detained, admitted to clinic.
Oh, so yeah.
He just can't stop fucking children? Is that like what?
Maybe he's sad that he can't be a baseball player anymore because he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we did a story when he was the star, like minor leaguer. Yeah. I think he got robbed.
He did.
His car had like 200 grand worth of jewelry.
It was like 600 grand. And he had a safe.
In like a motel parking lot or some shit.
Yeah, he was playing like for the AAA or the A ball team. I might have been on like a rehab. I think he might have had been in he was a wunderkind, whatever. And he had a Rolls Royce. And he was parked in like Pensacola or somewhere in a Days Inn, and somebody stole his safe.
Hey, what do you think is going on in that Rolls Royce in the Days Inn parking lot?
Doesn't seem like the smartest dude. I will say that. No. And look, good luck to. I mean, imagine he's going to be playing in the Korean League or something soon, right? Like he can't play in Major League Baseball.
Trevor Bauer is playing.
Yeah, Mexican ball. Yeah, one of those.
And he's getting tuned up.
Yeah, it's over for him. What else, Ed?
In the world of competitive eating, Joey Chestnut consumed 275 Impossible Nuggets at a Dodgers-Giants game. And my question to you is,
yes,
is there an audience for this? No. If it's Dodgers-Giants...
Yeah.
What? Why do this other thing?
See, because this is the kind of shit they do. This was at Oracle Park in San Francisco, you know, where Joey Chestnut.
Not real stuff.
No, it's not real. This is Joey Chestnut. You know, he's like at the Giants game. You know, it's so fucking freezing there in the middle of the summer. They got to come up with shit for these guys to do because you're bundled up in the ballpark and you need some kind of entertainment. And this is what passes for entertainment in San Francisco is, hey, let's see Joey Chestnut eat 275 nuggets.
Have you had Impossible meat?
No. No.
I've never
no.
felt tempted.
No. Disgusting. Disgusting. Why? Like, there's real meat. Why do I want pretend meat?
Have meat or just if I don't need to eat meat, I just won't have meat.
Yeah. Like it's like if you're it's interesting that they want like anybody wants something that approximates meat that's not meat. Like there's plenty of good, you know, you could have a salad, you could have Indian food, pasta, like all those things are fine without meat. You could have stuff without meat, or I don't understand why you want pretend like lab grown fake meat. Disgusting. No, thank you. And fuck Joey Chestnut. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck him with his ugly teeth.
275 nuggets in nine innings?
That's too many.
What's the win there? He's got to deal with those impossible people, right? Yeah. That's what got him kicked out of Coney Island.
Insufferable, yes. I'm sure.
Yeah. There's a picture of him. Oh, it was like he just sat there with the camera on him during the game, just eating nuggets the entire time.
Disgusting. Former Packers quarterback Don Majkowski,
the Magic Man,
accused of choking a bartender. Brian,
yeah,
is it in the water in Green Bay, or like is every quarterback there a piece of shit? He was the last guy that you're thinking. Well, he was kind of cool,
right? Yeah, he was the predecessor to Favre. Yeah. Yeah, the Magic Man, you know, and who would have thought that the Magic Man would find himself in a bar at this point? You know, like, what are the odds?
In Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Or Eau Claire, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yes. Surprising. Yeah.
Do you remember the name Greg Louganis?
Of course I do. Of course.
Olympic diver.
Hit his head on the platform.
Yeah.
This guy was fucking money for the
Lindy.
Have we won a gold medal since? Like this?
Probably not.
We were a fucking lock to win the gold medal when old Louganis was up there doing his, you know, limp wristed throwing style.
He's busting his head open and still coming back.
Still, he's getting stitches in between. The guy's a fucking legend. We love Greg Louganis. Yep.
Those medals that he won, he sold them.
Oh, he did.
He's
for charity.
Out.
He wanted to make a big donation because he's HIV positive, I think. Yeah.
The charity seems to be sex tourism in Panama. He sold his possessions. He's starting a new life in Panama.
Yeah, this is every American's retirement plan, Ed. Like, this is what you do. You get as much as whatever little pittance you can get out of this life. Like people who are blessed enough to own a home, you own the home and then you retire, you sell the home, and then you go to a place with a fucking livable cost of living. So Panama is like number one. Yeah. And free healthcare. Yes. So, and so all you see people expatriating every single day, even Greg Louganis, like he got a few hundred grand.
I'm sure he's still gorgeous.
The man is beautiful. He's got that beautiful head of gray hair, tan as shit. Couple less gold medals weighing him down.
I saw him in a Speedo.
Gorgeous.
It was put together.
Yes.
It was put together.
Hogged up. I love Greg Louganis. What else?
Finally, an update on Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had a long and absurd list of demands for the Raptors in 2019.
Yeah.
And little things are trickling out. Like,
it's great.
I think it was his Uncle Dennis that was making all the demands.
Yeah. Get me an Uncle Dennis.
We've got a list of demands that are like crazy.
He wanted to own the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, like.
Give me the Maple Leafs.
Just a totally normal thing. Oh yeah, cool. In Canada, we'll give you ownership in the thing that we care about, not basketball.
Yeah,
it's our favorite thing here.
Yeah, well, he wanted to. I think he was like, "Oh, give me a piece of the team," but that's illegal. You can't. That violates league rules, which is
give me the Maple Leafs then.
Yeah, give me the Maple Leafs and like all the stuff he asked for. Let's see what else is on this list. Multiple sources with knowledge of Toronto's contract negotiations with Leonard in 2019 told the Star that Leonard's uncle and representative Dennis Robertson made demands that line up almost perfectly with what Leonard reportedly got from Aspiration. That's the fake company that Steve Ballmer started to pay him under the table. According to those sources who were granted anonymity in order to speak freely about the negotiations, Robertson's list was long and absurd. It included a trade for Paul George, which featured an exorbitant price tag. It included a slice of ownership of the Toronto Maple Leafs, which Robertson was told was impossible. Well, he's like, give me the Maple Leafs. And then they're like, no. And then he's like, okay, give me something else. Give me something else worth the amount that I would get as owner of the Maple Leafs. And apparently the Toronto was like, can't do it. And then the Clippers were like, we'll do it. It's hard to remember, like, what a prize Kawhi Leonard was at the time. He had just delivered an NBA championship to Toronto.
He won an NBA championship.
Yes.
Like, he was the reason. Like, Kyle Lowry, good player.
Good player. Yeah.
You know, but, like, it was Kawhi out of nowhere just delivered a championship.
Yes.
So everyone was and he had done it, like, the end of the Tim Duncan era.
Yes.
Tim Duncan obviously was still good, but Kawhi had already delivered a championship. So you're like, we need
bring
this
that
fucking guy.
Yeah, he had proven that he could do it basically by himself. So they're like, yeah,
he's difficult.
He's a little difficult. Okay,
so like, are you injured or not? Yeah. And then you just take like 3 months off, and you're like, what's with this guy?
He's like, I'll play
still the
like,
same case like 6 years later.
Totally. Yeah. He's like, I'll play like every 6 weeks. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Okay. We got a bunch of voicemails and
we should do some emails.
Let's do the email. Okay. There's emails. We'll skip the voicemails this week because we only have what? Oh my God. 19 minutes left, but let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck.
Oh, really?
He seems down on his luck.
Is it the toe?
His voicemails really suck.
His
voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so
as we're recording, Ed, ask me how many NFL football games I've watched this year. You know answer. You know the answer is zero. And ask me, I know right now the night game is going on. Ask me who's playing in the night game tonight.
Who?
I have no idea. Who is it, Ed?
Think it's the Falcons and Vikings, but I'm not sure.
So boring. But I did on the Patreon, I did give my dear friend Darvin the OC, who I believe is a Patreon subscriber, he asked me to give him some picks for his survivor pool, and I gave him a whole bunch of picks. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. You can hear him there. Okay.
My commies got boat raced on Thursday night.
But the Packers might be the class of the league, and they were going on the road, so I wouldn't that's not indicative of how the season's gonna go. Look at me talking about sports. I ain't even watched any sports
with a thoughtful take. No less.
Yes, I watched Man U Man City got boat raced this morning. Here's a couple emails. Hello gentlemen, long time listener, first time emailer. Bowling correspondent Ben 906, good guy, is currently host of the Bowling Lifestyle Podcast after show every Friday night on YouTube. Bowling correspondent Ben 906 is currently trying to bike 300 miles this month. I was wondering how many miles does Ed average per month, and if Ed shields his eyes from the naked feet anytime he rides near the beach. Keep up the great work. That is from all texting and no tweeting. Ed, what does your little computer or your phone tell you? How many miles are you going to ride this month?
I did 300 last week. I don't know per month.
300 in a week?
Yeah, I'm a fucking beast.
Riding around the island of Manhattan?
Yeah. I did three long rides, and my like average day is 25. So
that's a good day.
The long rides are between 65 and 80. So I think I did about 300 last week.
65 and 80 miles.
Yeah.
That takes like three, 4 hours.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah.
But what I would say is New York City is not near the beach. It's right near the Hudson River, but there's not like a beach.
No.
It's not a beachy area where I ride.
But you do see people in their flip flops walking around, Ed, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And you're looking away.
To look down.
Yes, of course.
I fucking hate to.
That's a lot of miles. How's your sack, Ed? How is your prostate going? You're smashing that prostate every single day.
Never. Never better.
Do you got the padded? You got the padded undershorts though, right? You got the something no. to pad your sack. You're just.
I don't even wear underwear. You're, I just fucking go.
You're just raw dogging it out there with your sack
raw
on that.
Raw dogging in a pair of like mesh shorts. What a
savage!
I'm fine.
What a savage! Next email. I heard that Ed's favorite coach is 55 years old. Please discuss. That's from Tom Kelly. I assume that's a friend of Ed Daly. That's some inside baseball going on that I don't understand.
Who's my favorite? Tom Kelly, the old Twins manager. No, that's who looked like he was 70.
No, he was like in his 40s when they won the World Series in 1987. No, I don't know. That's who sent it. Tom Kelly's the emailer. Who's Ed's favorite coach?
The old Twins coach?
Possibly.
I have no idea who my favorite coach is.
Me either. I don't get it. I heard that Ed's favorite coach is 55 years old. Please discuss. I don't get it, Tom Kelly. You gotta give us some more context. Here's another one. Finally got a chance to return to hashtag Team Current.
Lots. He's all about me.
Lots of hot shower routine talk. But I did notice that Ed stayed conspicuously silent on the subject of strategic dick suds reserves. I don't know if he's saying, because that is where I keep my suds. We talked about it here. I go, if I need more suds, I go right down to the balls area. And I don't know if he's saying, why didn't you question that? Or why don't you also admit that you keep...
I don't keep suds around the dick and balls. I don't keep reserves of suds there. I wash and then I'm done. I don't. Sometimes I just go along with things.
Yes,
but I don't have a pocket of reserve suds.
Anyway. Look, I'm not offering that as a life hack. I just notice I soap up and I soap around the cock, and then I'm like washing the legs and stuff, and I go, oh, I need some more soap. I could just go right back to the dick well. And there's all sorts of soapy goodness around there that I could get the armpits, whatever. I got it all. It's a nice look. It's try it. That's all I'll say.
As long as they're clean, fine. But
fuck yeah. What? What do you think? I'm dirty in the soap?
Reserves?
Yeah.
You're keeping. What are you doing?
It's soap.
You're not rinsing.
I rinse when I'm fully lathered. I get a nice lather going. I'm fully lathered, and then I give it a rinse.
Pockets? You're keeping pockets.
It's just around there. It's just right here. It just seems to gather in that area. It's nice. It's nice to have.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll preface this next part on it being based on my wife's medical training, not my firsthand experience.
So it's definitely his firsthand experience, right?
Yes, one can get herpes on the balls or any other part of the body. Related. The offer still stands for my wife to answer any additional medical questions you all may have.
Oh, let's do this.
Yeah.
We should make a list. Write-ins, yeah. And we have a full, like, 20-minute discussion.
Yeah. Well, we'll call her. We have her as a guest. We have her answer. We can just do this like once in a while. We can hold on to some medical questions, and then we'll find a time when Ryan Azonka Cruz's wife is available. She's probably never heard of what we do. She probably doesn't know what the fuck this is. And we'll be like, hi.
We're just peppering her with questions.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Azonka Cruz. Listen, herpes on the balls. Yes or no? Related, the offer still stands for my wife to answer any additional medical questions you all may have. However, there is one important medical question of mine that has so far eluded answer. How much liquid would one have to drink so that you would constantly be peeing, assuming it's appropriately fortified to avoid ending up like that sad Sacramento mom who tried to get her kid a Nintendo Wii?
She died, right?
Yeah, she died.
Dry drowning?
Yes. Thing? Brian's favorite listener, Ryan Azonka Cruz. P.S. What is this nonsense about the show ending at the end of the year? It's not funny. It might happen. Okay, that's it. Let's just blast through. Let's keep it going. And we will talk about non-sports. Well, it's time. Oh my God, Ed. 11 minutes. Segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment. Okay, Ed, what's going on in things that are not sports this week?
Okay, a 34-year-old blind man. can now see after having his tooth implanted in his eye in a science fiction-y surgery.
Stop it.
What? I gotta read the doctor's like, so I read like he had some sort of sickness when he was like 13 and went blind.
Yeah. Oh, he jerked off too much. That's what it is. He jerked off too much when he was 13 and went blind.
Yeah. What's Gene Simmons' wife? It was probably around then.
Shannon Tweed.
She probably got a little too Shannon Tweed.
Oh, yeah. She was doing those Skinamax pornos with those big old implants.
Actually, he's 34.
Yeah.
That means
he's probably a little too young.
He was jerking off. It was the mid 2000s.
So that was it was probably Maxim magazine. He was probably cranking it. He was probably cranking it to old Maxim magazine or stuff.
Maxim magazine was cooked by 05. Oh. He probably was like.
Paris Hilton sex tape, the one I jerked off to. Mia Khalifa. Yes.
Well, what's the doctor? I mean, like, I got a fix. We're gonna take that tooth. And we're going to put it right into your fucking eye.
See that bicuspid?
And then it works.
Yeah, it's like,
it makes me think these doctors are up to some shit.
Yeah, it's all the nick. They're just trying shit.
Right.
They're like, what if I jammed your fucking tooth in your eye? This is look.
And then it worked? What?
Look, I'm not saying that Joseph Mengele pioneered this process, but he was doing, he was trying to change eye color.
He was doing some stuff.
Yeah.
And same with the guy who was doing the Japanese torture.
Yes.
None of these guys, like, all, the Americans and Soviets were tripping over their dicks to find out what they learned.
Yes, I know they were. They were importing them.
They loved what they were learning.
Yeah, so they could use it. People. Yeah. Tooth and ice. Okay. Brent Chapman, that's a name. That's
he's got to be British.
Yeah.
He's got to be British.
Can see again after doctors pulled out one of his teeth, flattened it, drilled a hole in it, placed a lens inside, and implanted the tooth in one of his eyes. Oh, that's probably so you won't reject it, Ed.
What? Why wouldn't you reject a tooth going into your eye?
Because it's from your body. British? It's from...
Hello, love.
It's a part of you.
Excuse me, love. I don't do a bit of brushing, maybe we could put it in my eye.
It's my bicuspid, isn't it? It seems bizarre, but the complex operation, informally known as tooth and eye surgery, get a better name. Tooth and eye surgery.
Excuse me, but I have a tooth for that, love.
A packet of crisps.
I found you, Master Bruce. I found you.
That's a pretty good Michael Caine. Can help restore vision in his patients with the most severe forms of corneal blindness. It kind of sounded a little science fiction-y. I was like, who thought of this? This is so crazy. Chapman, 34, who lives in North Vancouver, British Columbia, tells Today about his first... Oh, Maddie LeBron and I... He hates when I use his government name. Maddie LeBron and I were talking about, because I've been following Mystery from the game, the world's greatest pickup artist. He's still out there.
That's the guy who like treats women like shit.
Yes.
So they'll like him.
Yes. Right? He's like, go up to a girl and then like start hitting on her fat friend. Yeah. And be like, hey, who's stupid over here? Why is she wearing those dumb clothes? And then boom, you're getting laid by her. I sent him a thing. Is Mystery the greatest living Canadian besides Wayne Gretzky? And he's like, you guys should,
Michael J. Fox.
You guys should do a best Canadians bracket. So
would love to do
that's a pretty good idea. We'll put that on the list. Best Canadians.
Eugene Levy, yeah. John Candy.
So many good ones. Living and dead. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Rogan? Yes. The thing in the eye. I don't know. Yes, of course. What else, Ed?
A cruise passenger.
Yeah.
I believe this was Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Allegedly jumped off the ship to avoid a $16,000 gambling debt.
Foolproof. What's like? How are you going to get caught from that?
Ahoy!
I'm in the water. Yeah. You want to get $16,000 for me? Can I pay you with wet bills?
International waters now. There's no debts.
So wait, did he gamble? See, look. Okay, we're going to go over here because we only have 5 minutes and 48 seconds.
Oh, he didn't. he didn't want to like exchange currency.
No.
But then the details came out. It's like, yeah, he owed 16 grand.
Because you can gamble. Because you're in international waters. So as fucking soon as they hit like 7 miles offshore, I think is a requirement. They're like, oh, they open up the tables and everybody's fucking gambling. Everything's gambling. And everybody's gambling all over everything. A man who jumped off a Royal Caribbean cruise ship near the port of San Juan over the weekend, allegedly to avoid paying off more than $16,000 in gambling debt to the cruise line, has been charged with a federal crime. Jay Gonzalez Diaz embarked on the Rhapsody of the Seas at the port of San Juan on August 31st. According to a criminal plan, the cruise ship returned to Barbados. Oh, Ed. Could you imagine what the fucking port of Barbados is like? I mean, there's got to be some wild shit going on down there. I bet you could buy,
they have some good sprinters from down there.
Oh, yeah, they do. Of course they do. But I bet you could buy, like, live goats and shit. Like, no problem. When Gonzalez...
Live goats. Live people.
Or people. That, too. When Gonzalez Diaz jumped in the water as the ship disembarked around 9:15 local time.
Come on, buddy. Yes. Where's the first name?
His first name's Jay. His two last names are Gonzalez Diaz.
Oh, I thought his name was Gonzalez
Diaz. Ed, he had to get rescued by jet skis. Like, he's jumped in the water and a couple of dudes with mullets are like, bro!
That's the best scenario possible. You're getting rescued by jet skis.
Pretty fun. All right, you're like... Let's do it. Not only do I not have to pay my $16,000 gambling debt, I'm on a jet ski. Like, what could be better than this? This is great.
I'm an extra in a Miami Vice episode. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, what else, Ed?
A 9-year-old is taking college classes to become a pediatric neurosurgeon. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I got some bad news and some good news. Yeah. Bad news is your young child has brain cancer. The good news... is a kid who watches Bluey is going to perform the surgery to hopefully save his life.
I'll take an adult. Is there an adult neurosurgeon anywhere around? Like, I've seen the 9-year-old.
That show, Doogie Howser, was like, the people are like, I'm not going to let this fucking 13-year-old deliver my baby. And they're like, this fucking asshole. This person doesn't know
shit.
The way it, like, it's like, no children doing any surgery.
No.
Pediatric neurosurgeon.
No.
That is delicate shit with little brains.
Yeah. Who's
and this?
Like, who are these parents that are like, let the kid be a kid. He's doing.
It would be cool if he's just the valedictorian.
Yeah, it's not fine.
Performing surgery.
It's
what?
Yeah, I went to my daughter's high school graduation. First of all, the name reading, Ed. So many. Just like, let's just assume they all graduated. It's fine.
Raise your hand if you're a kid graduating.
Yeah. Hours of name reading. And look, I'm a B. We're B names in this family, so we're usually pretty early in the alphabet.
So then you can just check out.
Yeah, you can leave. But they don't do it alphabetically, Ed. They do it in fucking random order. Yeah. What? Yeah. So it's all different names. And then you don't even know when your person's coming.
My son will be graduating in June. I assumed at least I could check out after the D's.
Nope. You can't. You got it. They're going to do it random. They do it in random order. But the fucking valedictorian was up there giving the speech. And he's like, so to all my fellow graduates who we did for all that homework that none of us wanted to do. And I'm like, you motherfucker, you have like a 4.93 GPA and you're going to fucking Stanford
all of it willingly.
Yeah. You're the fucking asshole that, excuse me, teacher, you forgot to give out the homework. Don't be that. Right. Don't try to fucking.
You're the problem.
Yes.
You're the problem.
Yeah. You're trying to commiserate with the actual kids like mine that fucking, who's been on this show. We've discussed her issues with geometry. Barely made it, you know, but by the skin of her teeth, made it through. Don't act like you're the same as her.
This is the man trying to pretend he's one of the proletariats.
Yeah.
As
hello, fellow kids.
likes to cast aspersions on
him. Oh, he does. Absolutely. Okay. What else? Ed?
Blast from the past.
Oh my God. One minute. Yep.
From our age group.
Yeah.
We remember the Iran-Contra scandal.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is insane. Yeah.
At the head of it was Oliver North.
Yeah. General.
And his secretary was shredding papers.
Piece of ass.
To cover up Reagan's crimes and George W. or George H.W. Bush's crimes.
Yep.
Well, Ollie North just married Fawn Hall, his document shredding secretary.
Yep. Insane.
Like 40 years later. What is my question to you? I've not read anything but the headlines.
Yeah.
Yep. I think she was attractive.
Yeah. Just, I'm reading right here that Rob Lowe got a piece of that.
I assume they were fucking in 1985, 86.
Yep. Of course they were.
But like, do you think they took a break or were they just on and off fucking for 40 years? And they're like, why would you get married now?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because from 1990, the timer went off. Okay, we're wrapping up. I will tell you this: that from 1993 to 2005, she was married to Danny Sugarman, who I believe was the manager of the Doors.
I thought this was, wasn't there a finding
Sugarman? Searching for Sugarman? That's a song, though. That's not a guy's name. Oh. It's not searching for Danny Sugarman. Former manager of the Doors and husband to Fawn Hall. It looks like he died in 2005. So
he was cucked for all this time.
He was cucked by Ollie North this whole time.
Ollie North.
That is crazy that he.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Can you shred my documents?
Yeah. Now, did she do a Playboy? She looks like she needed. She was hot. She was 80s hot.
She was and like super attractive.
She had the big hair. Let me just throw down a Fawn Hall NSFW to see if she did a Playboy.
I'm going to take a kind of a unconventional approach. Tell me. I would say Ollie North, while he had that really douchey military 80s style.
Oh, he was hot.
Good looking dude.
He was.
Those are good looking people.
Yep.
Yeah. They were definitely fucking.
Oh, they were definitely fucking. Fawn Hall, she did. Oh, she was hot. She did end up doing, I'm pretty sure, she did end up doing a nude pictorial, although I could be wrong. I don't know. But look, she was hot. She had that big 80s hair teased up. And Oliver North, he was a silver fox. You know, he had the gray hair. He was a fucking military man. Got the uniform. That uniform will get you laid.
2025. What are you doing?
Insane. No, that's actually crazy.
Just cohabitat. Like what?
Yeah.
Who? What are you? You're getting married. What are they? 85.
Yeah.
What
is no, Ollie North at this point? She's born 1959, which makes her 66. So she's still out there. So she. But wait. So in the 80s, she must have been like 25 years old when this was going on.
She was a piece.
She was a piece.
But Ollie North, when was he born? Let's see.
Okay, let's look this up. And also, what happened to his wife? I assume he had one. That could have been the problem.
Okay, he's 81 now.
Yeah, that's too old.
He's a good looking 81
handsome,
year old.
Handsome.
He's handsome.
Yeah.
But he has needs still.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he needs to be drained. But he's like,
why does he need to get married?
Remember
what?
Yeah, remember when you were shredding my documents and this dick?
I need you to shred this.
Let's put something back in the shredding machine again. I need you to shred it like you did back in the day. Now that Danny Sugarman's dead. Yeah, Danny Sugarman's been dead for 20 years along with Ray Manzarek.
I'm going to be searching for Sugarman. I'm going to be searching for where Sugarman planted his flag.
Okay, Ed, we did it. Let's wrap it up there. We did a quick one this week.
Let's do it.
Shout out to my friend Brad, who I gave him all the picks in the Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. And also shout out to him for one time during the worst time of my life where we did a very short episode, him going, hey, what was your car parked in the meter or something? Hey, I was going through a tough time. We still had to get an episode out for the people. Today I'm not going through
for the people.
Yeah, today I'm not going through a tough time. I just, it's Sunday night. I got to watch the football. Fred Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 592 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Culture
and whatever. Plus Daly's choice and taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud.